Blackstone Audiobooks presents
Raggedy Ann Stories and Raggedy Andy Stories by Johnny Gruel. Introduction. Marcella liked to play up in the attic at Grandma's quaint old house, way out in the country, for there were so many old forgotten things to find up there. One day, when Marcella was up in the attic and had played with the old spinning wheel until she had grown tired of it, she curled up on an old horsehair sofa to rest. "I wonder what is in that barrel way back in the corner," she thought, as she jumped from the sofa and climbed over two dusty trunks to the barrel standing back under the eaves. It was quite dark back there, so when Marcella had pulled a large bundle of things from the barrel, she took them over to the dormer window, where she could see better. There was a funny little bonnet with long white ribbons. Marcella put it on. In an old leather bag she found a number of tintypes of queer-looking men and women in old-fashioned clothes. And there was one picture of a very pretty little girl, with long curls tied tightly back from her forehead, and wearing a long dress and queer pantaloons, which reached to her shoe-tops. And then, out of the heap, she pulled an old rag doll, with only one shoe-button eye and a painted nose and a smiling mouth. Her dress was of soft material, blue with pretty little flowers and dots all over it. Forgetting everything else in the happiness of her find, Marcella caught up the rag doll and ran downstairs to show it to Grandma.
"Well, well, where did you find it?" Grandma cried.
"It's old Raggedy Ann," she went on, as she